Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome in to our Thursday edition of Sports Talk here from our home each and every Thursday night during the football season. Hooters on Vets and Metairie. Finally, football weather. A little cool front hitting us. It's a great night to come on out and hoot at with us here for the Saints Player Show tonight, starting at 6 p.m. with former Brother Martin Crusader. And LSU Tiger will clap his first year with the New Orleans Saints. He'll be here from 6 to 7 p.m. tonight. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you at WWL.com. Should we rename Lee Circle into Drew Brees Circle? Right? Let's have a little fun. After Drew Brees now is the NFL passing yardage king. 504-260-1870. Text 870-870 when you call in for that. Also, where would you like to see the Saints improve after the bye week? I'll give you my thoughts after our first break on where they can continue to improve. The last couple of weeks, though, they've looked like a pretty complete team. Still some things to work on, but you're seeing some complimentary play both from the offense and the defense during the last two games. A beatdown on Monday night over the Washington Redskins. Drew Brees setting the passing record. It was a fun night. Coming up, view from Vegas, pro sports bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. At Greek underscore gambler will join us at 5:10 for our view from Vegas. At 5:35, QB to QB, our replay with Saints quarterback Drew Brees after setting the all-time passing yardage record on Monday night. Will Clapp, Saints offensive lineman, will join us from 6 to 7 p.m. Then Fantasy Frenzy with Kevin Payne, senior writer, rotowire.com, RotoWire magazine, trying to help you win at fantasy. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Where could they improve? Let's see. I think you got to see continual improvement in their running game. Keep that going. When the Saints were really rocking and rolling last year, that running game was rolling pretty good, and the offensive line really controlled the pace of the game and controlled the line of scrimmage. You saw that, I think, on Monday night against the Washington Redskins. Both the offensive and defensive lines dictated the pace of that game. Paul in Laplace, what's going on, Paul? You're on Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, how you doing, Christian? I wanted to talk about Drew Brees' record. I tried to call him the other day when y'all were talking about it, and I wanted to say how much it really meant to the city and the chance that he took on our city. As much as the organization took a chance on him, this guy couldn't even throw a football, and they signed him to a $60 million contract. So it shows the belief that this organization thought Drew Brees was the man to lead this organization to the next stage, and that eventually became a championship. But don't forget, his first year here, he brought us to the NFC Championship game. And the thing that boggles my mind is this guy's not even an NFL MVP in the regular season. Where would the Saints be in four of those 5 years without Drew Brees? They wouldn't have been in the playoffs. They definitely wouldn't have been in the NFC Championship game. And doubtful they would have been in the Super Bowl. Another point I want to make, the one guy that this city's not talking about is Davenport. This guy is going to be crucial down the stretch for this team as far as getting a pass rush on the quarterback and enabling our cornerbacks and the weakness that we do have right now at cornerback to shine a little bit, because the pressure on the quarterback takes the time, and if he's getting there, the quarterback don't have time to exploit the defense. And also, Patrick Peterson, what do you think of that, Christian?
I think that was prime time just throwing stuff against the wall, to be honest with you. No offense to Deion Sanders, but, I mean, he's talking about potentially the Saints trading for Patrick Peterson with the Arizona Cardinals. That was thrown out there by Deion Sanders, and it was just that. Would I love that to see it happen? Yes. But where's the capital? The Saints are not going to – they got a second-round pick. The Cardinals aren't taking a second-round pick for Pat P. They better be asking for first-round compensation. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think the Saints should go out there and trade away another first-round pick. They already don't have one next year because of Marcus Davenport. You touched on a lot of things there. First off, Drew Brees through five games, if you ask me, should be in the conversation for league MVP. And he'll tell you it's not as important as winning the Super Bowl MVP. But that's just one more thing that needs to be on his resume, his Hall of Fame legacy, a league MVP. Right now, through five games, 11 touchdowns, zero interceptions. I know Pat Mahomes is leading the league with 14 touchdown passes, two interceptions. But goodness, Drew Brees has been surgical. Right now, if I had to cast an early ballot, and then you can roll your eyes and say, Christian, you're being a homer, that's fine. But I think Drew Brees is playing the best football of his career in this stretch. The best football of his career, you heard me right. He is the MVP through five games. Again, it's 16 games, we'll see. But right now, absolutely. And going back to the caller's point, it wouldn't be an NFC title game without Drew Brees. It is a team game. You wouldn't win a Super Bowl without Drew Brees. You wouldn't have went to the playoffs in 2011 and almost had an opportunity to go to another NFC title game because of Drew Brees. Look, when they were 7-9 for three straight years, you wouldn't have been 7-9 if it wasn't for Drew Brees. You probably would have been more along the lines of 5-11, 3-13. Aside from Anthony, most of the educated fans of the Who Dat Nation understand Brees' value to this organization currently, in the past, and in the future. Timing's everything in life. And at time, the timing was perfect for Brees and New Orleans. It was perfect timing. New Orleans needed Drew. Drew needed New Orleans. It's worked out beautifully for the last 13 years. As far as improvement, though, for the Saints, we'll get to that in a few moments, but I can't for the life of me understand why you hear some national critics basically tearing down or knocking Drew Brees because they say it's the system or, you know, he has to throw these many yards because the defense was bad for a couple of years. And look, the bottom line is he's an undersized quarterback, and he's now the passing yardage king. Doesn't matter what the system is. You still have to execute the system. When I hear those national pundits do that, I just roll my eyes and go, goodness, you're just reaching for something to get clicks or to get an audience or, you know, get the attention of people. You're not standing on solid ground there with a take that Drew Brees is overrated. You can't be overrated when you're the all-time passing yardage king, when you're a first ballot Hall of Famer, when you're a Super Bowl MVP. You can't be overrated. Coming back for Albert and Gentile, and you two at 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Where can the Saints improve after the bye week? And also, should Lee Circle now become Drew Brees Circle? This is Sports Talk here on WWL. I like where your head is, 1230 on the text line at 870-870. I think renaming Lee Circle to Brees Circle may be a bit much for one person, but I do think it would be great to name Lee Circle Saints Circle. You could put statues of the all-time greats in team history, Mr. Benson, Drew Brees, Archie, etc. I like that. Another one, rename the causeway the Brees Way. I like that. Just having some fun, just mixing it up a little bit. 504-260-1870, text 870-870. Should Lee Circle become Brees Circle or Saints Circle? I think this has some legs. Albert and Gentile, what's going on, Albert? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing today, Christian?
I'm good.
Hey, I wanted to say, I think from listening to a lot of the sportscasters this week talking about Drew Brees and trying to say he's not one of the greatest, listening to them, I think because some of the quarterbacks that they like ahead of him, they can't make the numbers work. So they go to other things like he don't have the strongest arm, or he's not the fastest quarterback, or they go to physical attributes.
Yeah.
But you never hear him comparing Aaron Rodgers' stats to Drew Brees' stats.
He's the most accurate passer in NFL history.
Right.
They ignore that stat. No other human has thrown the ball more accurately in the NFL than Drew Brees. None. No other human has thrown for more yards than Drew Brees. None.
Right.
Those are eye-popping stats.
And another thing that gets me is they're like, oh, he played in a dome, but so did Peyton Manning, and they don't discount his stats.
So what? In today's day and age, just about every stadium is now a retractable roof or a dome.
Right, right. I just find it unbelievable that the guy who's going to end probably his career with most of the significant passing stats, they still won't.
Probably all of them, Albert.
Probably all of them. That's correct. That's correct. It just puzzled me. I mean, can Aaron Rodgers pass up Terry Collins first on all-time terms, you know, before we say he's the greatest of all time?
Albert, is I think we've reached a state in the NFL. Gosh, it's been going on for so long, right? right. It's hard to narrow it down to just one. Who's the all-time GOAT? It's generational. I don't like the conversations just because it depends on what generation. Then you have to have what era. You know, the passing numbers are through the roof in this era compared to even when Bobby Hebert played, Joe Montana and Steve Young. I mean, there are so many great players at every position that, you know, we could have this debate forever. We could have this debate never come to a consensus. So it's subjective. It's in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't really matter. We've decided as a society we have to rank everybody. We have to label them. Are they the GOAT? Are they the second best? Are they the third best? It doesn't matter. I mean, look, I would take Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, anybody else that you feel like is the elite in the NFL to quarterback my team. Any one of those guys wouldn't bother me whatsoever because they're all that good. Even going back to the throwbacks, Dan Marino, John Elway, Joe Montana, I'd take all three of those guys to quarterback my team. And I wouldn't be upset if it was – I wouldn't be like, oh, I wish I had Joe Montana, but I got John Elway. I'd say, okay, I got John Elway. I mean, it's just so – it's so generational and I don't know. It just bothers me to a degree.
Yeah, it me too. The same here. I think league circles should be designated for something Mardi Gras-ish, I think. But I think maybe Jeff Davis, where that statue was, maybe.
Yeah, you know, I like the texter that said Saints Circle and put up statues of all the Saints great players in their history. And they've got a lot of them now, and this especially from this era, the last dozen or so years under Sean Payton. Albert, thanks for the phone call.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. Ed and Kenner, what's going on, Ed? You're on WWL Sports Talk.
Yeah, you know, I understand they've been hating quite a bit on Drew Brees, and I'm waiting for them next to come out and say, oh, well, you know, he's got, what, 7 or 13 anchors in his arm or his shoulder when they repaired it. And they'll probably say, oh, well, that shouldn't count because he's got all those anchors helping him grow, like they did with Tom Dempsey, remember?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Look, I mean, you know, this whole thing, it's the system, and it you know, he has to throw for a bunch of yards because he's behind or whatever. It doesn't matter. He's thrown for over 40 miles. That's a trip, round trip around the causeway and back. All right? So think about that.
Right, yeah. I got one more question to hang up.
Sure.
Do you know if we can get Bromley back?
Jay Bromley? Well, I think he's still out there.
Tackle.
I think he's still out there. You're asking that because Taylor Stallworth went down, huh?
Right.
Yeah, to my knowledge, he's still out there. He's available. I wouldn't be surprised if they do bring him in. I wouldn't be surprised if during the bye week here they're working out a bunch of defensive tackles.
Yeah, okay. I'm just curious. All right, thanks.
Ed, where do you think the Saints can improve after the bye?
Where do they need to improve? Well, I would say, they always have to improve everywhere, but I would say they could always use another offensive tackle. You know, I mean, it's too bad that we couldn't have kept Calumet, you know. We got to improve still in the deep secondary, but Justin Hardy really impressed me, you know. Linebackers, they're pretty solid. We don't have a superstar there, but they were pretty good, and I'm really impressed with the defensive tackle. So, you know, there's not a lot of improvement needed to go on. I mean, of course, our wide receivers, they got to keep.
Well, now you're on point with something. Because who's going to be the guy opposite of Mike Thomas that produces that? Thanks for the phone call. Who's going to be that guy? Is it going to be Austin Carr, Cameron Meredith? Cameron Meredith the last couple weeks has come up in pretty big situations. Is it going to be Tre'Quan Smith, who had a massive night on Monday night, going over 100 yards, scoring his first two career touchdowns? Who's that going to be? Is Ted Ginn Jr. going to start to emerge a little bit more? He missed Monday's game with an injury, but down the stretch you want to see the tight end get involved. You got to find ways for Ben Watson to get a little bit more involved in the passing game. They've got to get production from that position. When this Saints offense is really humming, they've got all those weapons, and they've got a ton of them right now. But the one that's kind of been missing a little bit has been the tight end spot. We'll see if they can get that rectified after the bye week. Two straight road games await the Saints after the bye. Baltimore on the road, and then they travel Sunday Night Football against the Minnesota Vikings, trying to exorcise some demons from that playoff game a year ago. Coming back, we'll get some hurricane relief update from Hurricane Michael. And then back to your calls here at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Sports Talk live on location from Hooters on Vets, getting you ready for the Saints Players Show tonight with former Brother Martin Crusader and LSU Tiger and current Saints offensive lineman Will Clapp. Come on out and hang out. It's fall weather. Great time to be out here out on the patio at Hooters on Vets and Metairie. This is Saints Radio, WWL. Our neighbors to the east, Florida and South Carolina, Georgia, et cetera, went through some really rough times. Hurricane Michael causing some pretty significant damage over there in Florida and part of the Houdat Nation residing in the panhandle of Florida. We'll get you guys an opportunity to maybe help those folks as we relied on help from others during Hurricane Katrina. Michael Williamson joining us now, president and CEO of United Way, at United Way on Twitter. Michael, thanks for the time. And, look, unfortunately, I got to talk to you during some times where folks need some help, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, it is. It is unfortunate, but I think we're many of us kind of, and I'm sure the whole entire Houdat Nation are wanting to help, and we're trying to make that possible. Our friends are along the panhandle and up through the Alabama, Georgia, Carolinas, you know, have experienced a significant storm, and so we're doing what we can to make it possible for folks that want to help.
How can folks help?
It's we're trying to make it pretty straightforward. We're partnering with Intercom and all the WWL channels, stations to create a fund. You can actually find it at intercom.com, I know, but also at unitedwaysela.org/Hurricane Michael. And if you go on, it makes it easy to make a contribution. And one thing I'll make sure your listeners hear is that 100% of every contribution to the fund will go directly to communities that have been affected by Hurricane Michael.
Whether it's a dollar or 10 or 100, it doesn't matter. Every bit counts.
That's right. That's why they call us the United Way, because we can take a dollar here, $10 there, $100 there, and put it together, and it adds up to real money. And you know, when we know on the front end of a crisis, people need financial resources to go out and purchase needed supplies and equipment. And then once we learn about where the volunteer opportunities or where folks need in-kind contributions like water and food, et cetera, we'll also share that information as well.
Michael Williamson at United Way on Twitter, president and CEO of United Way. And Michael, I typically tend to shy away from telling people to donate things or give what to do with their money. But when it comes to situations like this, the devastation that they've experienced over there in Florida, Alabama, all the way up to South Carolina, situations like this, the reason why I like to promote it is just because down here in New Orleans and Louisiana, you never know, we might be in that situation again where we might need some help.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, giving is a very personal decision. You need to be emotionally moved to do so. And so I think this is one of those cases. And the reality is, if you look at Tallahassee and Panama City as an example, half the folks that live in those communities are struggling financially already. And so, you know, a crisis like this destroys their home, floods their home. You know, now they've been thrown into a financial hardship that they didn't plan on. And so they need our help. And I know that folks want to help, and we will make that possible.
Michael, once again, how can folks reach out to you guys and get that help and aid to people all on the Gulf Coast and in the panhandle of Florida up to Alabama and certainly into South Carolina?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to our website, unitedwaysela.org/Hurricane Michael, and we have all the information right there. We're trying to make it as easy as possible. And then follow us on Twitter at UnitedWaySela, the handle, and you can find out a lot of information there as well. And we really appreciate, you know, Intercom, WWL, and, you know, for your partnership and getting the word out.
You bet, Michael. Anything else we can do for you, let us know, all right?
We will, man. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Michael Williamson, president and CEO of United Way, on Twitter at United Way. Back to the phones we go. Wayne in Atlanta, Georgia. What's going on, Wayne? You're on Sports Talk on WWL.
Hey, listen. I'm with you on that Saint Circle, but
that's not me. That was a texter.
It could be either Tom Benson Circle or a Saint Circle.
I think it's all encompassing. You just say Saint Circle. Tom Benson would have a statue up there. Breeze,
yeah,
others.
Yeah, make sure
you know,
you'd have the Dome Patrol.
Willie Rofe.
The Dome Patrol up there, and I still think our defensive backs are hurt because they can play better than that.
Well, they're starting to improve. How about Wayne? I mean, how about the fact that Justin Hardy, who was largely a special teams guy, he's a core special teams guy, came up with an interception. I know Alex Smith kind of threw it right to him. It was a poor pass. But, hey, I mean, he came in and contributed. I thought he played well when they were banged up. Marshawn Lattimore left the game.
He stepped up really good because I didn't even know his name. But, anyway, I think he stepped up really good. And I also think Davis is playing good, but we need to do something with our linebackers. to get them up and going.
I don't know. I mean, DeMario Davis is starting to make the plays. A.J. Klein has had a really good three-game stretch here after a poor week one and two. He's turned it on the last two or three weeks, and I'm encouraged by what I see at linebacker opposed to what I thought the Saints had at linebacker the start of the season. I thought, oh, boy, this could be big trouble. And I know folks are not necessarily too high on Alex Anzalone, and I get it to a degree, but he provides them some athleticism, and I think that's what they're kind of counting on. Everybody's going to glom on to number 52, Craig Robertson, and he's an undersized guy, so the Saints are always going to look to try to replace him on defense. He's outstanding on special teams, but I think the Saints linebackers are playing well.
Well, I agree with you on that. You helped me with that. So I think they're coming along. I just want them to be better. But listen, I want you to understand that Drew Brees is a great quarterback, and I don't understand why the littlest guy who played running back in the NFL will try to make fun or talk about the littlest guy in the NFL who broke records. I don't know what Maurice Jones-Drew, whatever his name is.
It's Maurice Jones-Drew.
I don't know what kind of records he done broke, but I know Drew Brees has broke a lot of records. And we're going to the Super Bowl.
Wayne, sometimes those national guys, Wayne, hold on. Some of those national guys sometimes, they're just throwing stuff out there just to see what gets people fired up. That's some of them, they just live in hot take land. They're not willing to stand on any kind of real foundation or a really strong take. They kind of just go, I mean, this will be contrarian and it'll rile people up. That's truly what they do.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Wayne.
Say, you know about these guys, Dukes and Bell up here in Atlanta?
Yeah, Jamie Dukes.
Yeah, they make fun of Davenport, like we moved up, that we were too stupid to move up, but I think that was a good move. So
Wayne, look, all I got to say to the Atlanta Falcons right now is the Cleveland Browns have more wins than you, all right? So it's just that simple. Thanks, Wayne. Thanks for the phone call.
Good one. Later, man.
All right, you bet. Hollywood and Thibodeau, what's going on, Hollywood? You're on WWL.
Hello, Christian. What's up, man? How you been?
How are you? I'm good, man. Good to talk to you.
What are we going to do this weekend with no football at Christian? You got something or what?
Well, first off, LSU's got a mighty big game against number 2 Georgia, so we got football, that's for sure. But as far as Sunday, I think you want to watch Tampa Bay and Atlanta, and right. You want to see if Atlanta can get to 1-5. If they fall to 1-5, it's over. They're done.
Right. What you think about LSU beating Georgia?
I don't. I don't think it's happening.
You don't think it's happening?
No, I don't think they're going to beat them. I think that they'll play them well. I think the spread's 7.5. If I were a betting man, and we're going to talk to VR, Vegas Runner, a little later on. If I were a betting man, I would feel comfortable with LSU covering that game.
I'll tell you one thing, Christian. The Saints got a good front seven for a change. I'm starting to put pressure on the quarterback for a change.
Yeah. Marcus Davenport's starting to come along.
Right. But I think we still need another tackle. What do you think?
Defensive tackle?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you're thin now with Taylor Stallworth. I thought Taylor Stallworth was playing well. He's playing real well. But, he went down with an injury, so, of course, you're going to need another interior tackle. But you could get a few guys back after the bye week. You know, Mitchell Lavin could be back. Trey Hendrickson could be back. So they can move and move those guys around a little bit and see how bad the injury is for Taylor Stallworth.
But I'll tell you one thing. Harder sure impressed me when he came in. He did a good job on the corner.
Kevin Hart, I mean, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Hardy was impressive. And look, for a guy that didn't get a lot of special teams play, thanks for the phone call, Hollywood. For a guy that didn't get a lot of defensive play, I should say, coming in as a special teams guy and being able to contribute like that, he's hungry. I talked to him during training camp. That's the thing he said. He's not just a converted wide receiver anymore. He thinks he's a legitimate defensive back. He proved that. And look, fine. You want to say Alex Smith gave him a gift? He did. But he capitalized on it. This is Sports Talk, live from Hooters on Vets and Metairie here on WWL. Where you at, Susie? Susie from Atlanta. Now leave it rolling, Mark. I want her to hear it. Haven't heard from Susie in, I don't know, 5 weeks, 6 weeks? No, she's not back. She won't be back. The Dirty Birds are 1-4. Susie don't want to have any part of that conversation. Come on, Susie, give us a call. Wake up. Love the chat. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Will Clapp, Saints offensive lineman, will be here from 6 to 7 at Hooters on Vets and Metairie for our Saints players show. Got a text here at 870-870. The Saints open field tackling is shabby. You guys don't talk about it. Yeah, we do. And look, it is, but I think you can make that case across the league. Tackling across the league is not what it used to be because of the rule changes, et cetera. It's just bad across the board. Donnie and Kenner, what's going on, Donnie? You're on WWL.
Hey, Christian, how you doing, man? First of all, I want to start off by telling you how great of a person you are, because I was at Saints over there on Caroline, and my mother had passed away 2 years ago, and you were in the parking lot, and you had told me sorry for your loss, and I just thought that was outstanding of you as a person. Always thought you were a great person, but actually meeting you and having said those words, every time I hear your voice, I think of my mother, and it's a good feeling.
I actually do remember that conversation, and look, I meant that genuinely. You know what I mean? That's tough for anybody to lose their parent.
No, she's in a better place. But, you know, when I first heard you with Hokie and Bob, I said, this guy, he's got a future. He sounds great. And I'm happy for all your success over at WWL.
Donnie, I really appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Did you see when Drew threw that ball to Smith that he pumped to the right flat to Kamara and that bit with both of the corners coming up because they didn't know who to cover, whether to go deep on a sideline or when he pumped that, when Breeze did that little small
What it did,
pump.
Donnie, I'll explain it to you. What it did is it made Josh Norman want to come try to light up Alvin Kamara like he did early in the ball game. He got undisciplined, and they broke the coverage.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. He just wanted it, you know, to make the highlight reel over ESPN. But I was just wondering if you had saw that, and then really to thank you for your kind words.
Donnie, thanks a bunch, man. It means a lot to me. I appreciate that. Thank you, man.
All right.
Appreciate that
Bye.
A lot. All right, there goes Donnie. Good call. Look, yeah, I saw it. Watched it several times. NFL Game Pass. We'll step away and come back for Miles on the cell phone. Terrell in New Orleans, and you two at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Coming up next hour, our view from Vegas with VR. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Squeezing in Miles on the cell phone real quick. Go ahead, Miles. You're on WWL. Hey, Miles.
Record is in the Super Bowl and what the Saints record is in the Super Bowl.
Wait, say that again?
And I said, next time Susie calls, ask her what Atlanta's record is in the Super Bowl and what the Saints record is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know the answer to that, and that is a good one. Thanks for the phone call, Miles. We're up against the clock here. Coming up next hour, View from Vegas with VR. Time to win some money. WeFixMoney.com. Brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more. Ready for your chance to win $1,000 in the Intercom National Cash Contest? The code word this hour is clown. Text CLOWN to 72881. That's 72881. Text now and you can win $1,000 cash. Listen for the next code word just before the top of the hour. Every hour now through 6 p.m. $1,000 up for grabs. You can win it for your wallet. Good luck from all of us here at WWL. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates apply. Please do not text and drive. I think the contest people back at the station are having some fun with me. Clown, yesterday it was soccer. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.